You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in Nav, and a fantastic card to look forward to there with the Grade 2 Monksfield Novices Hurdle. We've also got the Troy Town, we've got the Proudstown, and we've got the chase debut of Duvan as well. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to a superb card over the Irish Sea is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Very good morning to you.
Are you well, sir?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Good. Great card to look forward to over in Ireland today.
Supercard, yeah. And usually on a Sunday, we're talking about graded races as being the star of the show, but on this occasion, it's the Beginner's Chase, I think, which most people are going to be tuning into this afternoon, the eagerly awaited chase debut of the mighty Duvan.
Yeah, it's a little bit bizarre to consider that he's already favourite for the Arkle, given he's never jumped a fence before, but if you translate that superb hurdling to the larger obstacles, he's rightfully going to be favourite, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's such a wonderful-looking horse. He's similar to last year's winner, of course, Vator, in the sense that he won the Supreme Novices. And if he's any bit as good as his stable companion, who won again yesterday and, of course, took this race last year, then, yeah, we're in for a treat this afternoon.
Yeah, and alongside that, you've got two massive handicaps and a Grade 2 as well, so not bad at all.
Very good, yeah, good mix. It's the perfect blend, isn't it, for what looks to be a very, very good card.
Mm. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race this afternoon is the 12:40. We start here with a maiden hurdle of 2 miles. The market headed this morning by Potter's Point, who's 4-5 from even money. 5-2 for Woodland Opera. Coney Island is 11-2. 7-1 for Peregrine Run. 14s for Tailspin, and 20-1 are bigger prices for the others. So the market only really considering two or three of these, Andy. Do you see it that way yourself?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Potter's Point, I haven't seen him since he won at Punchestown back in May. He beat a decent field that day as well, actually, making all the running and powering on strongly in the latter stages. Prior today, he was a bit of a shock. It was a bit of a shock that he got turned over by Archive. Now, Archive himself isn't too bad, you know. He ran in a Grade 2 the other day over hurdles, so it probably wasn't that much of a disgrace. But similarly to quite a few of Willie Mullins's, it's always been hurdles and further down the line fences, which is going to really tell Connections what they've got. And he reminds me a little bit of Up for Review, in the sense that he's a point-to-pointer who has looked a little bit one-paced over the minimum trip on the flat. But now he should really come into his own. I think he's a worthy favourite here. But being as he takes out a massive chunk of the market, and you know me, Mark, I can't resist an each-way alternative or a thieving bet if one's presented in front of me. And with that in mind, I'm going to go with Coney Island at a much more appetising price. 11-2 William Hill this morning. I think that's a nice price for Edward Hartey's four-year-old, who ran a night-catching race first time out in a race, actually, that was won by the other JP McManus trained horse at Chesterfield Avenue. I think we're going to be hearing quite a few things of him. He's a nice horse. And Maracouche, who was second, absolutely bolted up the other day to subsequently boost that form. And I just thought that Barry Geraghty wasn't really interested in giving this horse a hard race that day. And the kindness that he afforded that horse on that occasion should be reaped very much here this afternoon. So around about 11-2, we're just normally improving. It's hard to see Coney Island not finishing in the first three, no matter what happens to the favourite.
Coney Island each way then, Frandy, in the 12:40. The second race on the card is the 1:10. This one is the Monksfield Novice Hurdle, a Grade 2 over 2.5 miles. Cogree Hill, a well-backed favourite this morning. 11-4 was too big. So was 9-4, and now 2-1 at the top of the market. 3-1 for Falcon Crest. 10 times better is 100-30. 8-1 for Dallas Cowboy. 10s for Moilisha Tim. And 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. We had a quick chat about this race yesterday on the racing podcast, Andy, and you expected Cogree Hill to end up a warm order, and that looks to be the case already.
Yeah, but he's slightly bigger than I thought he would be, to be fair. I mean, he's a lovely horse. He's a typical Gordon Elliott type, very much similar to the likes of Don Cossack, No More Heroes, and of course last year's winner for Expression. So it's a path that he's very familiar with, Gordon Elliott. He tends to tread the same kind of routine as he's done before. And he had a nice run the other day down in Down Royal when he skipped around in front, jumped well in the main and stayed on too strongly for the storytelling. And it wasn't a great race. The time wasn't sensation either. It was just the manner in which he got the job done, which was the impressive part of the performance. But this won't be easy. This is quite a decent little grade two here, this Monksfield Novices. And he'll probably have most to think about from the likes of Falcon Crest and Ten Times Better, particularly the mare down the bottom. I do think she's quite useful. I've been following that form line of hers from Clonmel. She's actually top of my figures based on that performance. And she beat Blazing West, who I tipped subsequently next time out on a pod. And that horse won quite comfortably. And this horse completely destroyed that field that day. I know it was mare's only company, but don't sort of disregard or disrespect that form, because it is fairly useful. And it wouldn't surprise me, with Ruby Walsh on board again, that there was a good bit of money for this horse. And Christy Roach's Falcon Crest was also very impressive when he beat a decent field at Fairy House next time out. So this is probably not as easy as what I thought when I was looking at it this time yesterday. Once I have revised my opinion on what I'm going to tip. But it's probably, there's enough horses in this race to get me feeling a little bit more worried than I was 24 hours ago. But the selection still is Cogger Hill.
Cogger Hill, the selection then, Frandy, in the second race. The third race is the 140. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. Loyalty Card heads the market at 3-1. 5-1 for Baroque Style. 11-2 Vintage Supreme. Deputy Marshall is 7-1, as is Crowded Room. 9-1 for Crown Pleasure. Money for Lil Shane this morning, 16s into 11s. 12-1 for Park Ranger, and 14s or bigger for the others. Quite an open handicap, this one, Andy. Who'd you like in there?
Yeah, this is quite a decent little race. Loyalty Card won well last time out at Listowel, and a couple of horses have come out and won out of that race subsequently. The third, Conduct Yourself, and Elusive Ivy. So I certainly won't put you off Augustine Leahy's filly. Decent money for Lil Shane as well. He likes it when the ground's soft, so he's going to be a bit of a player, or bigger player than he has been of late. But I'm going to go with Vintage Supreme, who comes out ahead of my figures here. He's only ever won the one race, but he's been knocking at the door of late, and because of his consistency, I think he's a decent each-way bet here at 11-2. Providing he runs up to the level that we've seen him of late, it's hard to see him not being involved in some way, shape or form. He was second behind a really nice horse of Mickey Winters, who's down at Listowel, who was well back, called Winter Breeze. And then last time out, he chased down Mick Milano, who's a very decent horse around Limerick. But once again, this horse kept on and tried his heart out and ran all the way to the line. And I do like his attitude. I just think he's really as reliable as you're going to get in a race like this. And as I said, for that reason, I'm going to put him up each way at 11-2 this morning.
Each way selection for Andy then in race number 3. Race 4 is the 210, and this one is the beginner's chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong, where Duvan makes his chase debut. 1-7 at the top of the market for the Willie Mullins Supreme Novices Hurdle winner last year. Rogue Trader is 11-2 from sixes, 10-1 for Blair Peroni, 25s for 8 till late, and 33s or bigger for the others. It's all about Duvan here, Andy. How do you see the race panning out?
Well, I think they'll probably ride him quite aggressively, in the sense that they wouldn't want to get him in behind too many horses, a bit of dead wood, that are just having their first run. That's the last thing they want, to be brought down by something that's just, for want of a better phrase, mucking around in the race. So I think they'll ride him like Vato. Vato made all the running here last year, and you know, he should have been extensively schooled enough for Ruby to have plenty of confidence in him. And I think all the other horses will just probably respect him that much that they'll just sort of be quite happy just to trail in his wake. It's pretty much Duvan's bar in a fall, and such wood, he manages to negotiate all the obstacles. So, yeah, it's going to be very intriguing to see how he gets on and what kind of shape he makes over the fences, and by how far he wins, really. So we're really only interested in looking for the other betting opportunity in the race. We don't want to be taking 7-1 on about a novice chaser. And we'll go with that, without the favourite here for the value, and it has to be Rogue Trader. Now, William Hill haven't priced this market up yet, but if we can get evens or above for Rogue Trader to complete the course and finish second, I think that's a decent bet, because I'll almost make him an odds-on shot here. I thought it was a really encouraging run in a hot race here the last day behind Kitten Rock. And we know Kitten Rock is not far off top grade champion hurdle class, but that race is chock full of real promising types. People's Park, Sizing Titanium, all potentially quite useful. And I do think this was a decent race of its kind. And more importantly, The next two in the betting behind him here today, Blair Perrone and 8 till 8, showed little to no interest in fences whatsoever. 8 till 8, I just don't think he's got any scope. He travels well, but he finds nothing off the bridle. And Blair Perrone, well, he completely lost his bottle. He made one mistake down the back, and he was completely finished. He never had a cut at any of the other fences, and he pulled up. And I just think he was feeling the effects of his fall the time before. So he just hasn't taken to fences. So this basically leaves a clear road through for Rogue Trader just to have a spin round and to chase home Duven. Like I say, I think he should be odds on. So it'd be interesting to see how that market's priced up later on. And the advice is whatever price Rogue Trader is, then take it.
Duven to win then, Rogue Trader to follow him home in the 210. The 240 is the fifth race on the card. This one is the Tri-Town Handicap Chase, a Grade B handicap over 3 miles. The market this morning is headed by Empire of Dirt, who's 6-1, 7-1 for Tulsa Jack, 15-2 for Mullinaho River, 8-1 for Ballycorus, 9s for Azorian, 10-1 for Dromnea, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. There is one non-winner in there as well, number 7, Ross Voss, doesn't go. What do you make of the Troy Town this year, Andy?
I think it's a very good Troy Town. It's full of horses who have been playing their trade largely in novice chases last season. A few unexposed types, one or two having come back off long layoffs that are difficult to assess, and all in all a real difficult betting heat. I'd probably therefore have to have two stabs at it to give myself a little bit more of an opportunity to back the winner. I'd certainly have half a look at Drumnia. He'd be my number one choice. He's a horse I liked from last season. He was hugely consistent. He won a couple of races at Limerick and Fairy House respectively, and he's always been at his best when the ground's been really testing. Now whether he wants 3 miles in testing ground, he's obviously up to question because he's still improving at the trip. But at the same time, you could say he's unexposed at the trip. And there could be every opportunity or every chance that he'll improve for an extra half a mile. He just keeps galloping, so that could obviously be another huge factor. And if you look at his form, well, it bears up to the closest scrutiny, particularly that third beyond Blood Cattle and Irish Cavalier at Punchestown at the festival on his last start last year. And he looked as though he just needed the run on his comeback the other day behind today's non-runner, Ross Voss. So with Marsh Morris having a rich tradition in, of course, a lot of these staying handicaps, he's definitely the number one. And the other one you'd certainly have half a look at here, despite top weight, is Azorian, representing last year's winning connections, Balbriggan. Interesting to see if there's any money for this horse. Of course, Balbriggan landed a huge punt for connections. But either way, Azorian has certainly got half a chance here of running well, despite slight reservations over the trip, you could argue. You know, he stayed 2.6 quite well before down in Killarney, so there's every chance that he'll do so again today. But he's more of a hit and hope choice rather than the solid Drumnia. So Drumnia would be my first pick with a little bit of a saver on Azorian.
Yeah, Azorian going the other way in the market this morning as well. 7s out to 9s at the time of recording this, so make of that what you will. The 310 is the sixth race on the card. This one is the Proudstown Handicap Hurdle, a Grade C event over 2 miles and 7 furlongs. We started the day with 92 joint favourites, Roll It Out and Prince of Scars, but Roll It Out has hardened at the top of the market into 4-1, whereas Prince of Scars going the other way out to 5s. It's 5-1 for Children's List, Russian Bill 7s into 5s this morning, 8-1 for Fox Rock, 9-1 for Fine Theatre, and 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. So a few interesting developments in the market there, Andy. How do you see the 310 going?
Well, I hope that Roll It Out comes out on top here because he's my nap of the day. I've been waiting for this horse to run ever since he made his seasonal reappearance at Nace and ran an absolute Herculean race to finish second to Mrs. McVeal. It was the race that got really stretched at a very early stage, and you often get odd results when the races are like that because they're all strung out and you know, they don't race in a big pack, so it tends to be a bit of a funny race to work out. And Roll It Out has run an amazing race considering where he was in the field. He was well towards the back, but he's absolutely charged time to finish at second to the much more handily ridden Mrs. McVeal. But the time of the race is a sensationally good one. They've obviously got a good gallop courtesy of the front running Buster Dandan, sending them through you know, really hot fractions. And having gone back and done the sectional times of Roll It Out, he's certainly come out the best horse in the race from where he was in the field. I think he was about 20, 25 lengths behind at halfway. So he's made up an amazing amount of ground late on. And it certainly suggests that he'll get the extra trip standing on his head. He's obviously up 3 furlongs here from the 2 mile fall that day. And he's run over 3 miles before in the past. So everything points in the direction of a huge run here from Roll It Out. I still think he's well handicapped. And hopefully today things will pan out a little bit better for him.
And on to the final race then. Race 7 on the card is the 3:40. We finish here with a 2 mile mare's listed bumper. Augusta Kate is 4-5 into 8-13 this morning. 6-1 for Mystique, 13-2 for Calopsia, Billy's Hope 9-1, 16 for Pride of the Braid, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. We should start with the favourite here, Andy, Augusta Kate by Yates out of the superb Feathered Lady, and an impressive winning debut as well, winning by 23 lengths on her bumper debut. So you can see why she's at the top of the market, can't you?
Oh, totally, Mark. Yeah, I mean, she's a really, really good filly, this Augusta Kate. You could be nothing more than hugely impressed by her performance on debut, on soft ground, down in the stall. She travelled beautifully. But then it was the most impressive thing about her was the turn of foot that she showed in the back end of that race. She literally scampered away from some half-decent horses and left them in her wake, to the tune of 23 lengths, and she did that in the space of about 2 furlongs. And also, she was eased down late on, such was how fast she was going in the latter stages. So she can really, really operate this filly. And the time of the race is quite good. It wasn't exactly a dawdle. Looking at my speed figures, you know, she's posted a very, very good overall time as well. She's only a few spots off the top here, based on just one run, and with more improvement to come. With Willie Mullins cleaning up in bumpers, and he's got some really good fillies and mares as well, Mystica and Listen Dear, that they seem to be his best two at the moment over hurdles. And it wouldn't be surprised if this horse was certainly plying her trade over hurdles in the not too distant future, and being, you know, talked about in the same class as those two I've just mentioned. So I think she'll win this and win this comfortably. If you're looking for an each way alternative, perhaps something at a bigger price, then maybe you want a half a look at an unheralded horse called Patuna from the Mickey Phelan stable. Had the 3 runs, but her last win at Punchestown was a very good one on my numbers. She's actually top of my ratings based on that. She beat a nice horse called Earth Sister. And previously at Roscommon, she finished ahead of Calopsia and Billy's Hope. And considering those two are 8-1 and 10-1 respectively in the betting here, it really does seem a little bit odd to me that Patuna is 20-1 here today, having already beaten those horses and improved and done a faster time on her last start at Punchestown. So she definitely shouldn't be underestimated here, this Patuna. So I suggest that August Kate will probably win. But if you're betting without Augusta Kate, then maybe you look towards an each-way alternative with Patuna.
Yeah, somebody agrees with you somewhere, because Patuna is 25-1 into 20-1 this morning. So
that'll go off a lot shorter, that will.
Mm. OK, well, let's have a little bit of a summary as usual, Andy. If you'll spin us through your selections for Navan then one more time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to today. Plenty of Cheltenham clues, you'd imagine, aplenty. Beginning with the 12:40, a nice-looking maiden hurdle, where I suggest that Coney Island should give us a decent run for our money, with, of course, the favourite, Potter's Point, the one to beat in the 1:10. I'll stick with Coggery Hill, who represents last year's winning connections, Gordon Elliott, and the Gigging Stand Stud operation in the 1:40. Another tricky handicap to contend with, but Finishes Supreme has been such a consistent horse of late that I think it's probably best if we back him each way. In the 2:10, all eyes will be on Duven, of course. He should make a winning chase debut, but if you're looking for a bet, then look no further than Rogue Trader without the jolly. In the 2:40, the big race of the day, the Troy Town, a couple against the field. My number one choice would be the really durable and likeable Drumnia, with a little small saver on Azurian. My best bet on the card is Roll It Out in the 3:10, who ran a smashing race first time up in a really strongly run handicap. And in the final race, whatever happens to Willie Mullins' horses this afternoon, he should go away with the listed prize in the shape of Augusta Kate. But for those looking for some kind of each-way solace at a much bigger odds, look no further than Patuna.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy Navan this afternoon.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.